If there's one symbol of the drought affecting large parts of southern Europe, it's the Sau Reservoir in Catalonia. It's now at less than 6% of its capacity, the level so low that about 4,000 fish had to be culled here, over fears the water would become too muddy for them to survive. It's a desolate scene. The 11th century church of Santo Tomas da Sau was once submerged. It's now standing well above the water level.
Usually, we only see the tip of the church. It's worrying. I live at an altitude of 1,000 meters, and we're starting to see dry trees up there, too. Springs that were always plentiful before no longer have water. And you're asking what's happening? It's not raining. That's the answer.
It has rained a little. Only a significant downpour can reverse the situation. But with average temperatures rising, it's difficult to predict when or if that could come. The needle of the rain gauge stands idle.
The increase is around 2 degrees over the past decades, compared to the average temperature at the beginning of the 20th century. This drought is very singular. Our data, recorded over a century, shows there's never been 2 years as dry as 2021 and 2022.
To fill the gap, the El Prat desalination plant, the biggest in Europe, has been working at full capacity since last summer. 2,000 liters of seawater is turned into drinking water every second.
This is present or future for areas similar than our area here in Spain or in the Mediterranean area. We have several droughts. Then we need another sources similar like this. To guarantee the water supply for the population. It's not the only solution, but it's a very important part of the solution, yes.
The Sau Reservoir's main role is to supply water to the Barcelona area, where tourists can double the population during the high season. When it was first built back in the 1960s, villagers had to be uprooted because the reservoir was essential to supply the ever-growing urban areas. Now, life is again disappearing from the area because of the lack of water. The reservoir had become a popular spot for lovers of water sports. Now it's a mosaic of parched soil, a scene more reminiscent of drought in the sub-Saharan Africa than along the shores of the Mediterranean. Leaving the reservoir, one can only wonder if it could ever be reversed. Huda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, at the Sau Reservoir in Catalonia.